What I would discuss today, the love of lo sachmod, not to be envious of other people's possessions, the tenth of the Aseres HaDibros. So what exactly does this mean? This sounds so broad-ranging. If I see that someone has a nice something or other, and I say, oh, I'd like to have one of those, so then that's lo sachmod. So apparently not. There's another pasuk in addition to the Aseres HaDibros. The pasuk says in Parshas Ekev, Lo sachmod kesef v'zohav aleihem v'lo kach toloch. So the understanding is that one violates lo sachmod only when one gets to a point of v'lo kach toloch, that a person actually acquires that item from the person. So even so, we need to understand even more carefully. So anytime I buy something from a person, I'm over on lo sachmod. People buy things every day. So the understanding is that. That it means as follows, that when I see that a person has something which I want, and he doesn't want to sell it. If he wants to sell it, that's just called business. If he doesn't want to sell it, and I exert pressure on him to go ahead and to sell it to me, even though he doesn't want to, that is the lav of lo sachmod. The Rambam writes in the first parak of Hilchos Gzeila, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this as well, that limitation applies only to lo sachmod. In Parshas Vayeschanan, when the Torah mentions that Aseres HaDibros, it also uses a different term, which is Lo Sisave. So they claim that Lo Sisave does not have that limitation of only when v'lo kach toloch. As soon as a person has a desire for someone else's object, someone else's property, and he starts to think to himself, how can I go ahead and get this from him, even though he doesn't really want to sell it? So then that would also be a lav d'oraisa of Lo Sisave. So how far do we take this? How far do we take the lav of Lo Sachmod? I'll just mention two. I think interesting discussions. Number one, let's say a person has something and he doesn't want to sell it, but I make him an offer he can't refuse. I go ahead and I say, you know, I'll pay you much more than market value, and now he wants to sell it. So would that still be a problem of lo sachmod? So interestingly, in Minchas Asher in Parshas Vayeschanan, quotes a discussion about this. Actually, quotes some opinions that say yes, he didn't really want to sell it. You're exerting pressure. What's the difference if you pressure him by getting people to go over to him and say to him, "Come on, sell it," or if you offer him a lot of money until he feels he can't refuse? Rav Asher Weiss thinks it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. When a person gets to a point where he wants to sell, then that's just called business. That's not called lo sachmod anymore. What's the difference if I want to sell because I want to get rid of it? Or because if you're offering me $1 million, then I want to get rid of it. At some point, it becomes something that I want to do. So then that would be totally out of the category of lo sachmod. That's not called pressure. What about if a person is not trying to buy it, a person trying to pressure someone to just give it to him as a gift? So I would say that for sure, lo sachmod should apply in that case. That kol shekein lo sachmod should apply if you're not even giving him anything out of it. So the truth is, it's a dispute, and apparently it will depend on a reading of a Gemara in Bava Metzia and Daf Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara there says people think lo sachmod means if you're not paying for it, and the assumption is that people are wrong. So what does that mean? So does that mean that lo sachmod is even if you are paying for it, lo sachmod applies, and many assume that's the case, or lo sachmod means bidavka if you're paying for it? But if he's giving it to you as a gift, so then lo sachmod wouldn't apply. And there's even an extreme opinion of Tosis on our Sugya in Sanhedrin, and Daf Chaf Amud Beis, where Tosis thinks that the Inshi are correct. The Gemara says, people think that lo sachmod means you're not paying for it. So Tosis says, but they're right. Lo sachmod means you're not paying for it. Lo sachmod is only if you're not paying for it. So it's an interesting discussion. Why would it make sense to assume? So anyway, the Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva writes that it applies even if you're not paying for it, or maybe it's kol shekein if you're not paying for it, that if you pressure someone to give you something as a gift that he doesn't really want to give away, that would be a lav lo sachmod, and the Chafetz Chaim seems to assume that way as well. However, Rabbi Sal Stern quotes opinions, this is in B'tzal HaChachma, Gimel Mem Dal, if someone wants to look it up, that the Shari Tshuva is only talking about Amidas Chasidus, and in fact, it would not be lo sachmod if a person is trying to get someone to give something to him for free. When I had the opportunity to speak to Rav Asher Weiss last night, I asked him about this, and he told me that he thought that lo sachmod means that it's specifically when you're paying money, not when you're giving it away for free. If you're giving it away for free, so either it was against your will and it's gezel, or you're giving it as a matana. It means you decided to give it as a matana. It's not against your will. When it comes to, if you're paying for it, so then you could have a situation where it's in between type of a case where it's not gezel because you're getting something for it, and yet it's not really something that you wanted to do. So that's exactly where Lo Sachmod fits in. In any event, certainly the principle of Lo Sachmod does indicate that, of course, we should not be looking around at what others have. We should be looking around at what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us and thankful for that. And hopefully, we'll be able to use those gifts. Latov, have a great day and stack the chairs.